The Good News, according to Mark, chapter 9. And he said to them, Truly I say to you that some of the ones standing here will not experience death until they see a powerful manifestation of the coming kingdom of God. Then 6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and brought them privately up unto a high mountain alone. There he was transformed before their eyes. His garments became radiant, extremely white, more than any bleaching agent on earth could whiten them. Moses and Elijah also appeared to them, and they were talking with Jesus. Peter responded to all this by saying to Jesus, Rabbi, it is a good thing that we are here. We should make 3 shrines here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he didn't know what he was saying because they were frightened out of their wits. Then a cloud came which cast a shadow over them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my son, the beloved one, hear him. And at that moment, looking around them, they no longer saw anyone except Jesus there with them. And as they were coming down from the mountain, he exhorted them to tell no one about the things they had seen until after the Son of Man had been raised up from among the dead. So they kept this word, debating among themselves what being raised up from among the dead could mean. Then they asked him, saying, How is it that the scribes say that it is necessary for Elijah to come first before the Messiah? So he said to them, Elijah truly will come first and will restore all things before the second coming. But just as it is written about the Son of Man that he would suffer many things and be treated with contempt, I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they have mistreated him following their own desires, just as it is written concerning him. And having returned to the disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and scribes arguing with them. And just then, when the crowd saw him, they were startled and came running to greet him. He asked the scribes, What are you arguing about with them? And someone in the crowd answered him, Teacher, I brought my son to you, who has a spirit which causes him to be speechless. And whenever it takes him over, it convulses him, and he foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and curls up in a ball. I spoke to your disciples, asking them to cast it out, but nothing came of it. And he answered them and said, O unbelieving generation, how long will I be with you? How long must I endure you? Bring him to me. And they brought him to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground, rolling around and foaming at the mouth. And he asked his father, How long has it been since this has happened to him? And he said, Since he was a child. And often it has thrown him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, It depends on whether or not you are able to believe. All things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out with tears and said, I believe, O Lord, help my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that a crowd was quickly gathering, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to him, You dumb and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him, and don't enter into him any more. And having cried out and convulsed him severely, he came out. And the boy became as if dead, so much so that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he got up. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately why they couldn't cast it out. And he said to them, No one can cast this kind out except through prayer and fasting. Start, Dyer, Commentary. It is possible that because the demon gained access to this person in early childhood, thus indicating that it was not an act of that person's will, which allowed the demon in, the evil spirit's hold over that person's life was harder to remove. End Dyer Commentary. Then they left there and passed through Galilee, but he didn't want anyone to know about it, because he was explaining something to his disciples. He said to them, The Son of Man is going to be delivered up into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And after he is killed, the third day he will rise again. They didn't understand what he said, but were afraid to ask him to explain it. When they had come to Capernaum, after he had come into the house, He asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept quiet because they had been arguing with each other about who was the greatest. So he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, "If anyone wants to be first, he must be last of all, and the servant of all." Then he took a little child and set him in the middle of them. And taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me, and whoever receives me does not receive me, but the one who sent me." John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbid him because he doesn't accompany us." But Jesus said, "Don't forbid him, for there is no one who does a powerful work in my name who afterwards will be quick to speak evil of me. He who is not against us is for us. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you are the anointed ones, truly I say to you, he will in no way lose his reward. And whoever causes one of these little ones who trusts in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a huge millstone were hung around his neck and he was thrown into the sea. If your hand is holding you back, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into the life of God crippled rather than go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire, still having your two hands. And if your foot is holding you back, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into the life of God lame than to be thrown into Gehenna, still having two feet. And if your eye is holding you back, throw it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than still have two eyes and be thrown into the fiery Gehenna, where the maggots don't die, and the fire is never extinguished. But each individual will be seasoned with fire, just as every sacrifice is seasoned with salt. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have wisdom, salt in yourselves, and cultivate peace with one another. This is the end of Mark chapter 9.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.